Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the program. It's Rob Zakaria, it's Rob Zakaria Show. Welcome, as I have said. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, a lot to get to today. Oh, man, my back is killing me. Once again, I don't know what it is, but we will get through. So, I don't like to make a tragedy into a campaign pitch, but what else can you say about what happened in Belgium, in Brussels? What can you say? What else can you say other than, don't you think it's time to close our borders? Seriously. Seriously. When you wake up, now I was up last night. This was, live, so to speak. I was up. I went to bed late. I didn't go to bed until about 4. So I had CNN, or I had Fox. I had one of them on. And while I was getting the dog ready to go outside and do a duty before bed, I heard the breaking news. And I don't know, 3-ish, they said there was 12 dead. And then I watched the news for a little while, and the death toll creeped up. And I said, well, let me go to bed. I can't be up all night. And when I woke up, they're talking 32. I think it's 32 dead, 230 wounded. 230 wounded. And I thought to myself, wow. And we're over here worrying about people's feelings. Seriously, we're over here worried about people's feelings. We're over here arguing with people like Jorge Ramos. We're just, I don't even know where to begin. I don't even know where to begin. If you don't think these animals, every single day, every minute of the day, every second of the day, if you don't think these animals are plotting and planning and scheming ways to come here, you are delusional. You are delusional. I mean, listen, they're already here. There are already terrorist cells here. It's already terrorist cells here. But they're, I don't know if they're novices. I don't know exactly what they are as far as the bomb makers. But we catch them all the time. Remember the two in Kentucky? Well, we catch them all the time. We have incidents happen on a regular basis. Rather, they are sympathizers or they were people that migrated here. But we've been lucky so far because we haven't had a Belgium Paris style attack. But I'm telling you, and it's not to be the doomsdayer. It's not to be the bearer of horrific and horrible news, but it's coming. It's coming. Slowly but surely, it's coming. They are setting up shop. Maybe the ones that are here are the legwork guys. They're the guys that are setting up shop in different cities, drawing no attention to what they are doing, figuring out soft targets, routines, security detail. It's coming. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. Look at the damage. And this is the disturbing thing. This is the disturbing thing. Look at the damage two or three people can do. That's all it takes. That's all it takes is two or three people. That's it. That is it. Two or three people can kill 30 and injure over 200. Two or three people can kill 100 plus. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. Remember San Bernardino, 14 people were killed by a guy and a woman. A guy and a woman killed 14. So it's coming. It's here already. It's here already. The workers are here. The worker bees are here. But the bomb makers, because we haven't seen this yet. We haven't seen this yet. We haven't seen the bomb vests. We haven't seen that yet. The Boston Marathon bombers, they had the pressure cooker. They had the crude and homemade pressure cooker device. We haven't seen the vest. But imagine one of these animals. Imagine one of these animals getting on a subway car in New York City. Huh? Imagine that. One of these animals getting on a subway car. That's what they did in Brussels. Killed 20 at a subway station. Killed 10 at the airport. Those of you who've been to New York, those of you who live in New York, those of you who have experienced subway travel, you know there's not a lot of security down there. You know it's easy for somebody to
put their quarter or two in the turnstile and mosey on to a car, head uptown. You know how easy that is. And we're worried about political correctness. We're worried about what we used to do. And what I mean by that is, out of all the things that we used to do, that, well, isn't the nicest stuff in the world. I mean, think about this. There's a lot of things we used to do that wasn't too nice. And you don't hear many people, at least civilized people, saying we should do those things again. There was a time when women couldn't vote. There was a time when women could not vote. Now, you don't hear too many people going, man, you know, our country was great. Our country was founded on principles and beliefs. And, you know, now women can vote. Ugh. This is, you know, we have to follow in the traditions of what made our country great. You don't hear too many people talking about a great time when women could not vote. Not too many people talk about slavery and our traditions and our values. I remember our founding fathers, they all had slaves. They all had slaves. When they created this great republic, black folk weren't even people. They didn't even count as a full person. That's our founding fathers. It's our founding fathers. But things change. Things change. And in 2016, you don't hear too many people, at least civilized ones, who hearken back to slavery. You don't hear too many civilized people talking about our values and talking about our great country and the great things that were created by slaves. We had a lot of great things created by slaves. Our infrastructure, created by slaves. You don't hear too many people, again, civilized people, hearkening back to slavery. Now, this list goes on and on and on. But the one thing that's not on this list, the one thing that we did back in the days of slavery and women not voting and so forth and so on. How about witch trials? How about witch trials? Well, one of those things was immigration. And this notion that our country is what it is because of, and without immigrants, then our country would cease to exist. And we have a rich tradition of taking anybody from anywhere that wants to come to this country without questions asked. Matter of fact, float the notion of deporting someone that's not here legally. You're called a racist. And whenever you bring up our flimsy borders and the need to put a stop to open, and I mean open, immigration. We're not talking about best and brightest and circumstances that would require somebody coming here. We're just talking, whoever wants to come, come. And you're constantly told, well, this is what we've always done. This is what has made our country great. The Statue of Liberty. Give us your weak, give us your tired, give us your poor. These are the values of our country. We've always done this. Well, we also had slavery. We also had segregation. We always had slavery. Our founding fathers had slavery. But just like slavery and women not being able to vote and segregation, all of those things eventually came to an end. Just like mass immigration and open borders policy. That too needs to go. It needs to be done. Harkening back to the days of give us your weak, give us your poor, that has to go away just like slavery went away. It has to go away. Just like women not being able to vote went away. We cannot condemn the past. Look at the Confederate flag. Look at the Confederate flag. For some people, the Confederate flag doesn't mean slavery and racism. For some people, it means heritage. For some people, it means heritage. But yet, in 2016, a large portion of the country, an overwhelming majority of politicians, have said we have to move on. That flag represents something that we have moved on from. Put it in a museum. Put it in a library. Put it somewhere besides flying over a Capitol. Again, all of these things were part of our past. All of these things helped create this country. All of these things, you can argue, at some point, were good for this country. Some can argue that ultimately all of these things had to happen in order for us to be where we are today. from slavery to segregation, women not being able to vote. The list goes on and on and on and on. The list goes on and on and on and on. Ultimately, we are where we are today because of our history. And today, we look back and say, hey, we don't do this anymore. We don't do that anymore. That was wrong. We don't need to do that anymore. At that point in our history, it was acceptable. At times, it was something that had to be done. Again, I'm not condoning anything. I'm just putting everything in perspective. I'm putting everything in perspective. Because at the end of the day, our immigration policy is still based on things 100 years ago, 150 years ago, 200 years ago. When you hear someone say, our country is a nation of immigrants. Look where... We would be nothing without immigrants. We have to still continue the policies that we did 100 years ago, 150 years ago. And I say, BS. BS. Times change. You didn't have suicide bombers 100 years ago. People didn't get in the boats, come to Ellis Island, and when they were getting checked in, blow themselves up. Didn't happen, okay? Didn't happen. It didn't happen. We changed policy. We changed who we were as a country. From the 1800s to the 1900s to now. And that's what we have to do with our immigration policy. Because immigration policy is not working. Rather it's security, rather it's jobs. Rather it's drugs. The list goes on and on and on. The list goes on and on and on. And President Obama has made this country less safe. President Obama has made this country less safe, and Hillary Rodham Clinton will be even worse than Barack Hussein Obama. You want to talk about Brussels? You want to talk about Paris? And the carnage that happened there? If Hillary Rodham Clinton becomes president of the United States, this country will see attacks similar to Brussels and Paris, and and what we see in Israel as far as the stabbings, because we've already gotten a taste of it here. We've already gotten a taste of it here. Think about the UC Merced incident. It was finally deemed,
all right, a terrorist attack.
The FBI and the Obama administration had to finally come out and go,
yeah, okay, yeah, it was.
Yeah, we found ISIS propaganda on the kid. We found a detailed book of what he intended to do, a plan to kill, police. I mean, it was detailed. It was a plan. So there's your Palestinian-Israel situation, where those Palestinian animals are running through the streets of Israel just stabbing people. So we've seen that here. UC Merced, Mohammed Fasil. San Bernardino. You have the guy here from America. His family, Muslims. He takes a mail order terrorist bride. She's born in Pakistan, moves to Saudi Arabia. She comes here. Teaches the guy the ways of jihad. And they go and murder 14 people. 14 people they worked with. I mean, we're seeing this. We are seeing this. Imagine if one of these animals go into a mall. We've seen that. Remember a few years ago, I think it was in Mumbai, they went to the mall, shot the place. Could you imagine? Could you imagine your Macy's or Bloomingdale's? Maybe you're at the pretzel twist place or Auntie M's cookies. I like Auntie M's cookies. You're eating a cookie. Maybe you get a little glass of milk. I like milk with my cookies. I like that. I like that a lot. You're eating your cookie, drinking your milk. Bang! Pop, 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 pop. These animals are shooting up the food court. Imagine that. This isn't far-fetched. This isn't far-fetched. This isn't something you're listening to going, Rob, that can't happen. Because you know it can. You know it's real. Let me tell you something. The things we hear from this state-run media, remember, all the media, and it's not even an exception with Fox. Fox is part of it. I've said this before, and if you're a fan of this program, you've heard me say it over and over and over. There's only a tinge of conservatism when it comes to Fox. It's a tinge. Okay, Fox News, it's a tinge. Other than that, Fox is state-run media. They are liberal media. Every aspect of Fox is liberal. Every aspect. So we only know certain things. And I don't want to sound like an Alex Jones conspiracy kook. But we only know certain things as far as the terrorist attacks or the terrorist arrests. Remember, when these people commit these crimes, it's always downplayed. The shooting in Tennessee, remember that? The Marine recruiting bases or the recruiting stations, that was downplayed. That was just, a guy, a thrill shooter. Slowly the information came out. Until finally it was a passing, it was terrorism. The Fort Hood shooter, same thing. We all knew it was a terrorist attack. The guy would Hasim, whatever his name was, would quote scripture. We knew. We knew. We knew. But the government refused to say it was a terrorist attack. It was workplace violence. It was well after a year. I mean, a year plus. Until finally the government said, maybe, probably, terrorist attack. Like I've said before on this show, after a week or two, the government knows. In this day and age with the media and internet, newspapers, and who owns what, and how it's controlled, and how it's disseminated. It's gone. Out of sight, out of mind. Somebody says, did you know that was a terrorist attack? What? UC Merced just came out that it was terrorism. They didn't even release the kid's name. When it happened, it took almost 2 days for them to release the kid's name. Almost 2 days. Imagine the people that are arrested. Imagine the people that are arrested that haven't blown anything up or killed anybody, but they were just in the process. Imagine how many of them are arrested that we don't hear about. Remember the guy in Philly? When was the last time you heard about that? Remember the Muslim in Philly that walked up to the police car and shot the officer 14 times? It was captured on video. He had the whole Muslim garb going. What happened to that? That quietly went away. I'm not going to let him go. I'm just saying, we're not going to talk about it. We're not going to keep reminding people that we're not safe. We're not going to keep reminding people that this president, Barack Hussein Obama, for all these animals from the Middle East. When Trump goes, listen, we need to shut down the borders. We need to temporarily ban Muslims from coming into the country, people lose their mind. Oh, you're a racist, you're Islamophobic, you're xenophobic, you're not going to let the King of Jordan in? You're stupid. Everybody knows exactly what it means. Nobody's talking about the King of Jordan. Nobody's talking about, a royal family member from Saudi Arabia. Even though, let's face it, but all of these terrorists, one way or another, are from Saudi Arabia. Okay, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but the fact that Saudi Arabia gets a pass, I think is a little funky. Said before, I got it years ago. I understood it years ago when the argument could be used that we need oil. And we were constantly told, listen, without Saudi Arabia, we'd be paying $25 a gallon. You want to pay $25? It's like, all right, all right. We won't bust them for being responsible for 9/11. Fine. As disgusting as that is, we will turn our backs. Fine. But now? Now we are the number one producers of oil. We're the ones that are cranking out more oil than anyone else. And they still get a free pass. I mean, the girl from San Bernardino that murdered those people, she was from Saudi Arabia. Born in Pakistan, was raised in Saudi Arabia. So something is going on in Saudi Arabia. You know, when Trump goes, something is going on over there. There is a deep hatred. Oh, you're saying that 1.5 billion Muslims hate us? Is that what you're saying? That is so crazy to say. Listen, 1.5 billion Muslims are not terrorists. Yes, I will agree with that. But 1.5 billion Muslims believe in some form of Sharia law. And just that alone, just that alone is a hatred at some level of the West. There's aspects of Sharia law that are directly, I mean, you can't get any more direct. You can't get any more direct as far as an opposite of our values. And that's women being a piece of property. So 1.5 billion Muslims are not terrorists. But out of that 1.5 billion, I guarantee you a majority. And all you need is a majority is 51%. Okay? So I guarantee you 800 million Muslims. I guarantee you could find 800 million Muslims that feel women are property. They are not treated equal. They are less of a man. I guarantee you there's 800 million Muslims that feel that way. And if that's the case, That's a hatred for America, because our values are not that. Our values are not that. So we only hear what state-run media wants us to hear. I could only imagine how many people are arrested that are planning attacks. I can only imagine how many people are arrested that are in the process. Can only imagine. Remember, pre-Facebook, pre-Twitter, pre-social media, pre-internet, all the bad things that go on, forget the world, in this country, all the bad things that go on in this country went on. Sure, things have gotten worse in some areas, and in some areas things have gotten better. But ultimately, you've had children kidnapped, children raped, children murdered, robberies, random acts of people killing each other. You've had all that. But we didn't know. You understand? It wasn't something that we heard about. You had the world news. You had your local news. And if you lived in a town or a city that didn't have a lot of bad stuff going on, then you didn't hear about bad stuff. And the world news with Brokaw or Rather, 30 minutes. They had 30 minutes. And they're not going to report on a child being murdered in Wichita, Kansas, or Idaho. It's not going to happen. That local news, they will report on it. But nobody in Wichita, Kansas, or Dubuque, or wherever, no person in that state, in that city, in that town, is telling a nation about the horrible crime that happened. So we all lived our lives going, wow, such a peaceful and happy place. Well, social media, the internet, changed that. Now it seems like there's murder, rape, mayhem, child killing every single day. We go, what happened? Where? Oh my God. Well, it's always been there. We just never knew about it before. And that same concept is playing out as it pertains to terrorism. Same thing is happening as it pertains to terrorism. Because remember, an open border policy benefits a lot of millionaires, billionaires, and politicians alike. Does nothing for the American people. It hurts us economically. It hurts our security. It hurts our health. It does nothing for the American people. An open border country only helps politicians and businessmen, because you get cheap labor. You get a new army that's dependent on the government. You get a new army that's dependent on the government. That's all the Democrat Party is. It's having millions and millions and millions of people that are dependent on the government. Then you have to kind of reboot. You have to refresh. You need new an influx. You need new influx of people that are dependent on the government on a regular basis. Need a new influx. So in turn, all the problems we have with migrants is downplayed. All the problems. Every single problem is downplayed. I mean, you'll hear people say, yes, it's true that there is crime by illegals. Yes, it's true, but you compare that with the crime by Americans, it's a fraction. It's minuscule. Americans commit the most crimes. That's how they justify. That's how they justify different criminal acts by illegals. That's how they justify. And it's amazing, because the Americans committing crimes, it's unavoidable. You have to look at it like that. It's unavoidable. Bob Jones, who kills his wife and kid in a drunken rage of jealousy and anger. There's nothing you could do. Nothing you could do. Bob Jones works at Mimi's Cafe as a short order cook, and he's upset. I mean, there's nothing you can do. But Wing Chun Tsung, who came to this country when he was 8 years old, and about 9 years later, for some reason, he was disgruntled and angry and wasn't feeling loved enough, decided to kill 20, 30 people at a Virginia Tech school. That's avoidable. Ching Chong Kong didn't have to come to this country. We could have said, we're full. We're full. Sorry. But I want to come to the country. Sorry, we're full. Sorry, Gong King Kong. We're full. And guess what? 30 people would still be alive in Virginia Tech. See? That could have been prevented. Kate Stein in San Francisco. She was killed by an illegal. who is deported not one time, not two times, not three times, not four times. That was avoidable. Any illegal that gets arrested, but because they're in a sanctuary city, gets let out, and they commit a crime after that, is avoidable. Any crime that's committed by anybody that's here illegally, rather they came here crossing the Rio Grande, or they overstayed their visa, that's all avoidable. Asking for asylum, that's avoidable. The two guys that were arrested in Kentucky, they were planting roadside bombs. Their fingerprints were on roadside bombs that maimed our soldiers. These guys decided they were going to be good guys. They decided that they weren't going to be terrorists anymore. They're going to turn over a new leaf. And in turn, they got political asylum. And then they were moved to Kentucky, where they were eventually arrested because they were plotting to attack Americans. Avoidable. That didn't have to happen. We're seeking political asylum. Oh, wow. Okay. What's the deal? Well, we want to come to America. Sorry. Full. We are full. Yes, but give us your poor. Give us your weak. Yeah, well, that was then. That not anymore. But no, you take everybody. Well, that was then. This is now. We also used to have slavery. We don't have that anymore. Well, but okay, yeah, we did. We used to have slavery, but no more. We used to have an open borders policy. No more. We're full. We are full. Okay? We are full. We are full. Well, won't you make it? Okay, make an exception. Okay, what do you got to offer? What do you got? What do you got for us? What do you got? I'm a hard worker. What are you gonna do? I drive a cab. We already got enough Middle Eastern illegals driving cabs. What else? What else you got? What else you got? I'm good with gyro. Oh, gyro. Okay. Yeah. Well, we got enough of that. What else? What else you got? How about the incense? Okay, we got enough incense. Listen, bro. What do you have to offer our country that will make us great? What do you got to offer? What do you got to offer? Come on, what do you got? What do you got? Tell me what you got. What do you got? Oh, exactly. We're full. Okay, we're full. Go to Belgium. All right. Go to France. Go knock on Angela Merkel's door and go, hello, I want to drive cab, hello. We are full. It's over. That's it. Okay? We need to put a sign on our borders that say we're full. We are full. That's it. It's over. Enough. Enough. We're full. I want a student visa. Yes, we're full. No student visa for you. You're not going to get a student visa, show up to this country, take a woman's study course, and after the first semester, you drop out and then you vanish. Because our leaders don't care. You're floating around in our country for the rest of your life. No, ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna happen. Sorry. Full. We used to do it. We don't do it no more. We used to have an open borders policy. No more. It's over. We're not going to become Belgium. Not going to become Paris. We're not going to become Israel. Okay? We're not going to the rate we're going, we're going to become those places. The rate we're going, if we stay on this path and we elect Hillary Clinton, our country will look like a hybrid version of Paris, Israel. I'm telling you, it's already happening. We just don't know about all the people that have been arrested. And when we hear about the people that have been arrested, it's because somebody slipped up. It's because somebody slipped up and they had to then go to the press and get in front of the story. But if it didn't get leaked out, somebody didn't go, wait a minute, what happened?
We got a tip. We arrested Mohammed Faisal.
Yeah, a couple bombs, and he was going to plot the thing. What? Wait a minute, what?
Does anybody know about this? Nah, but we're told we got to keep it on the down low. Nothing happened, nothing bad. You know, something blew up, so, we don't want to pick anybody. I'm going to go out and get a coffee. That person goes outside, and the investigator goes, I wonder if this is going to their buddy in the press. And then, of course, they go to the chief, I think we got a problem. I think so-and-so is going to go to the press. Okay, what do we do? Let me call the government. Okay, here's what we're going to say. And they put the story out. I know it sounds very conspiratorial, but it happens. It happens. There's more of these cells than there's more of these people than we're told. There's more of these people than we're told. Plain and simple. There's more of these people than we're told. And how? And listen, how we in America, how we could think that what's happening in Europe, border policy, can't happen here, is delusional. I mean, these guys that committed this bombing, these guys were freely traveling to Syria, back to Belgium, Syria, back to Paris. Trump say, I will do waterboarding and much more. Think about this. A few days ago, they caught one of the main plotters, one of the main attackers. Remember? They caught him. They had a shootout. They shot him in the leg.
He was in a safe house. They got a tip. Abdominaline. I don't even know how to say these guys' names. Seriously. How about just a dirty Islamic Muslim terrorist animal? How's that? How about that? How's that? So remember, this guy was caught in Brussels days and days and days ago. At the house, they shoot him in the leg. Why didn't he give them the information about this bombing today? Did he not know? Did he not know? Did he not give them the information? What happened? Here's the question. If this was America, okay? If this was America and we caught this guy, we got him in a room. You know, it was a whole, Chicago PD scene. You know, it was the end, New York Blue. It was one of them cop shows. But they get the guy in the room. Okay, we got you. You did the attack. Just substitute Paris. The concert for, I don't know, the Madison Square Garden, a Jay-Z concert, something like that. Beyonce. I don't know. And they say, okay, well, where are your friends? What's going on? Is there another plot happening? What's going on? And he goes, I'm not talking. I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to talk. I know my rights. At that moment, would you all be fine with waterboarding that guy? Would you be fine with rectally feeding him hummus? Would you be fine with rectally feeding him hummus until he said where other terrorists were? Because as you see, they captured this guy. I don't know what the hell happened, but here we are days later, and his buddy blew up part of an airport and blew up part of a substation. So he either told the authorities what was going to happen, and the Belgium authorities dropped the ball, or he didn't tell them anything, the authorities said, hey, is there anything hanging? Where's your friends? Are they up to anything? And he went, no. Everything's cool. Nothing bad going to happen. Airport and the subway were blown up. So again, you hear people go, I can't believe Donald Trump would say that. Great. We have a presidential candidate that is fine with torturing beating people. Well, first off, are you going to tell me that terrorist, a Islamic animal, a Muslim fundamentalist terrorist scum? You think that you're going to classify that person as an American citizen? Because the only people I know that have rights are American citizens. Those are the only people that I know that have rights. come to this country to kill us and you get arrested, I would stick your head in a vat of battery acid to find out if where's another terrorist attack. I'd stick your hands in battery acid. I'd stick your hands and your feet in battery acid until you told me where everybody is.
What if they give you false information? Torture?
Well, if they give me false information, oh well. At least I know that I burned this guy's hand off who just killed people, okay? At least I could take pictures of it and show the victims of whose person killed. I can at least show pictures to the families in 9/11 or the Boston Marathon bombers or the San Bernardino. I could show those families. I go, look, we didn't get any information, but look what we did to his hands and feet. Bet you those people would be happy. I bet you those people would be like, good. I'm glad. I had to have a closed casket because that son of a bitch shot my son in the face and blew his head apart. Thank you. Can I have this picture? I want to frame it. I want to frame the acid chewing off his feet. I'm telling you. If we hand this country over to Hillary Rodham Clinton, we are doomed. Okay? If we hand this country over to John Kasich, which is Hillary Clinton, except the man version, we are doomed. If we hand this country over to Ted Cruz, you're going to get Glenn Beck as the vice president, okay? You're going to get Glenn Beck as the vice president. Doomed. That leaves us one option. And I know some of you go, no. No. But just remember, back in the late 70s, people said the same thing about Ronald Reagan. No! And I think we were all right for about 8 years. With the actor known as the Gipper.